What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now then, getting on back to Israel. Apparently, Israel launched two satellites Tuesday. And they used a European Vega rocket from a spaceport in South America, carrying two Israeli-built satellites for the Italian military and a French-Israeli environmental observatory. So, of course, any second, we can expect Nikki Haley to run to the UN and scream about Israel, which actually does have nuclear weapons, engaging in the threatening practice of launching satellites into orbit. Any second now, we will see Nikki Haley just any... Never mind. Now, here's a bizarre story, and the headline is a little misleading. It's out of Yahoo.com. Ex-Auschwitz guard healthy enough to be imprisoned. Now, this is a 96-year-old guy known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz. He's an accountant. And he has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for taking part in whatever was supposed to be taking place back then. And they're saying aiding and abetting, so forth and so on. And he's 96, and his lawyers are saying he shouldn't be going to prison. And the court said, oh, he's healthy enough. We're going to throw him in there. And there's another appeal filed because apparently nobody actually did a medical check on this 96-year-old guy. The court simply said, we declare by fiat that we should lock him up. Now, Israel's got to be in a panic right about now. They're running out of Nazis to wag at us to deflect criticism about what they're doing to the Palestinians. And these last few trials show what's going on. They're persecuting janitors. They went after the guy who fed the dogs. And now they're going after the accountant. When there are no more Nazis for Israel's propaganda machine, what are they going to do? Go after the Nazis' kids? Dig up the dead Nazi bodies and put them on trial all over again? Really has reached a ridiculous level here. Over in Austria, they are making overtures towards Iran for technological cooperation. And they basically want to share technology and help each other move forward. Sounds like a really good thing. Another reminder that the rest of the world is actually not going along with these U.S. sanctions here. Now, China is getting very upset over all these THAAD deployments in South Korea. And they're making no secret of how unhappy they are over this. And now they're talking about retaliation against South Korea, Seoul. Down in the Philippines, Duterte has unleashed on Kim Jong-un, saying he's a fool with dangerous toys. Maybe, certainly looks like it. On the other hand, he's one of the few world leaders who is standing up to U.S. bullying, and he is still there. And he's probably remembering that the United States did not actually win the Korean War. It just ground on and on and on and cost lives and money until everybody said, this is a stupid idea. Let's at least have a ceasefire. Now, Patrick Buchanan is out there with some common sense. We've been saying the same thing as well. Saturday, Kim Jong-un tested an ICBM of sufficient range to hit the U.S. mainland. He's now working on its accuracy and a nuclear warhead small enough to fit atop that missile that can survive reentry. Now, unless we're going to believe that Kim is a suicidal madman, his goal seems clear. He wants what every nuclear power wants, the ability to strike his enemy's homeland with horrific impact in order to deter that enemy from invading his country. Kim wants his regime recognized and respected. And Kim Jong-un wants the U.S., which carpet-bombed the North between 1950 and 1953, out of Korea. And, of course, the U.S. response seems to be, we have every right to invade anyone we want, anytime we want, and nobody has a right to resist us. Now, I want to talk about that test over the weekend, which was reported as being a failure because it broke up on reentry. And I'm not really sure, because normally a ballistic missile reenters the atmosphere at a much shallower angle, at a much slower speed. They just fired this thing straight up and let it come straight back down into the atmosphere. And that is far more stress and thermal energy than the missile would ever be required to survive in actual use. And since it was a dummy warhead, doesn't really matter if it broke up or not. I think from North Korea's point of view, that test was a success. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Lindsey Graham is out there on the warpath saying, Trump told me he will bomb North Korea if it keeps testing missiles. And if millions are going to die, they're going to die over there. Okay, Lindsey, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your Day-Glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we're going to call Kim Jong-un and tell him that you are on your way over there to whip his butt. Ron Paul is sounding a warning, same warning we've been sounding all along. It's not beyond the war profiteers causing an accident to start the war with North Korea. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is up there at the UN pushing for additional sanctions against North Korea. Russia's a holdout because the U.S. proposal does not have clear definitions as to what constitutes an ICBM or mid-range missile. And looking at how the U.S. is straining against the definitions in the P5 plus 1 deal, Russia would like a little bit of clarity. They may still veto it anyway. Now, here's an article. This is out of Pravda, saying that Washington is going to attack North Korea on September 1st. And one warning sign is that the State Department is now banning all American travel to North Korea and has ordered all American passport holders in North Korea to leave before September 1. So they're thinking they're going to do North Korea in September and Iran in October, and we're going to be in World War III for real by Christmas time. Now, China, of course, is being dragged into this North Korean issue by the United States. You know, you must rein in North Korea. And there's an interesting analysis that came out of the Los Angeles Times saying that a grand bargain with China could remove North Korea's nuclear threat, but it would destroy America's global influence. Because everyone would see it was China that dealt with North Korea, not the United States. And this would make it impossible for Washington, D.C. to maintain stability in strategic areas. In other words, the L.A. Times is saying we should bomb the heck out of North Korea just to prove how butch we are. Don't let Russia do it. Don't let China do it. We have to solve that mess to prove we're still in control of the world, which the U.S. is not. The world is turning away from the U.S. dollar. The world is ignoring these sanctions. I think the rest of the countries on planet Earth are just sick and tired of the behavior of the U.S. government over the last several decades here. Now, do you remember when they opened up the borders and they're bringing in the illegals and the refugees and everything, and the military went on a recruitment drive because young Americans, if they have any other option than joining the military, they are not joining the military. And they are wise and prudent to do so. And I remember at the time saying, none of these refugees or illegals are vetted. We don't know if they're ringers or plants or terrorists. And now, apparently, the Pentagon, their investigators are going through these recently recruited foreigners and saying, yes, there are security risks. They're not being vetted. They're just trying to shovel these people into the uniforms as fast as they can. And there's another problem with recruiting illegal immigrants for the military with a promise of citizenship. Yeah, they'll sign up. Ooh, I get a green card. I get to be a U.S. citizen. They're not going to be motivated fighters. They weren't born in the United States of America. They don't have an identification with our culture, our history, or our people. Quite the contrary. They want us all to change to be just like where they came from. You put these people on the front lines, they're just going to hide in the foxholes. Now, as you know, Donald Trump has signed the anti-Russia sanctions, and I love the way that this article in Russia Insider put it, enshrining massive geopolitical screw-up into law, and it is. And by the way, there was no formal signing ceremony. You know, when a big piece of legislation goes through, there'll be a ceremony in the Oval Office. There's a whole tray of pens, and the president picks up a pen, writes one letter of his name, and then hands out the pen, picks up another. It's a big deal to have one of those pens. If you're the sponsors of the legislation, you get to a presidential pen. Yes, the president signed my law with this pen. They didn't do that. Just brought it in, he signed it, sent it on out there. And what is really very infuriating is these Russia sanctions are all supposedly in response for Russia tampering with the 2016 election, for which there is still zero proof that it happened. It's a fairy tale. This all came out of Hillary Clinton's wounded ego. And they're now basing our national policy toward Russia based on this face-saving, ego-salving hallucination from Hillary. And it is a major mess-up because already you've got Europe talking about retaliatory sanctions against the United States. You have countries openly ignoring the sanctions and saying they don't apply here. Europe went along with the first sanctions and they paid a tremendous price. And they don't want to do that again. Up in Norway, there's a movement to repeal the existing sanctions and certainly to ignore the new ones. And here's where it gets really ironic. According to Standard & Poor's, the new sanctions have had no effect on Russia's sovereign rating. You would think that as soon as the sanctions would sign, there would be some kind of an effect in the global trade. It hasn't happened. Now, Russia's largest oil producer is out there saying these sanctions are going to backfire. They will have negative consequences for the United States. This is from Igor Sechin, chief executive officer of Russia's largest oil producer, Rosneft. Opinion piece coming out of Russia Insider. Washington is going for the jugular. Putin can't afford to be patient anymore. Restraint is no longer an option. Russia must take action. Well, that is absolutely the wrong thing to do, because the U.S. is pushing for a global war on which to blame our crashing economy or try and reignite patriotism in the American people for the government in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, is not going to work. I'll tell you that right now. Putin does have to wait it out the same way that we do and let this regime complete its self-destruction. By the way, one of the articles we put on whatreallyhappened.com was this very alarming op-ed about how it's time to get rid of that Constitution. It's over 200 years old. I mean, you know, it doesn't support true democracy. It's a republic. We have to get to a true democracy. And it's a very long article about, you know, how all these other countries are changing their constitutions all the time, and we should be doing the same thing, too. you know, we're out of the fashion with our allegiance to the Bill of Rights. That should all just go away. And they're calling for a constitutional convention, which, unfortunately, it looks like it's a setup to shred what remains of the Constitution and draw up a new document that enshrines a dictatorship. Because even dictatorships have constitutions. Every country has a constitution, except for Israel. They never wrote one. Another analysis coming out of the Duran saying that the unintended consequences of these new U.S. sanctions will actually work in Russia's short and long-term favor. Remember what happened with the last sanctions. It forced Russia to start becoming more independent and self-sufficient, which is exactly the antithesis of what the New World Order wants. They want a planet divided up into regions, and all the agriculture is over here, and all the electronics is here, and all the automaking is over here, and all the clothes are made over here, in order to force us into dependency on the rest of the planet. And Russia just pulled back from that because of the first sanctions, and this is just going to do more of the same. Russia has all the resources they need inside their border. And by the way, right now, Putin's approval rating in Russia is 83%. Trump's approval rating is now down to, I think the last number I saw was 39%. And yes, I'm very disappointed in him. No, I don't regret not supporting Hillary Clinton. She would have been worse. But I'm definitely disappointed in Trump here. Now, Russia has built a bypass gas line in order to start reducing the amount of natural gas transiting through the pipeline through Ukraine, because Ukraine still owes them a bunch of money for natural gas, and Ukraine has apparently been dipping into the gas going to Europe to meet its needs, and Russia is getting ready to shut that valve, and the bypass pipeline will make sure that Europe is still getting their natural gas. Article out of Global Research. Imagine what would happen if China decided to impose economic sanctions on the USA. Now, China is not dependent on products they import from the United States. Quite the contrary. America imports from China. America has a weak industrial and manufacturing base. They're heavily dependent on imports from the People's Republic of China. So if China imposes sanctions, boy, you're going to hear those managers over at Walmart screaming. Those shelves will be empty. It would absolutely disrupt what remains of our consumer economy if that were to happen. And it would be an insane thing to do. But Trump is planning to launch a trade war with China tomorrow. And Beijing is already vowing retaliation, saying we are not going to dance to Trump's tune. Now, there are calmer voices out there trying to calm this trade spat, because China does want to send their products here because they get a lot of money from it. Not as much as they used to. The American consumers been driven down into poverty because by the war machine, by Israel, by the money junkies, and so forth. We don't have a lot of money to buy things here. So if we go to a trade war with China, the stores are going to be empty. Even Amazon will get hit because a lot of the things they sell are made in China. Boy, am I glad that Claire and I just updated our iPhones. They're made in China. The people in Washington, D.C. are certifiably insane. They all got to be on prescription antidepressants, or there's something in the tap water. They're nuts over there. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. Yeah, first of all, I heard that Benny Netanyahu is going to be indicted for bribery in Israel. I don't know if you heard that yet.
Oh, yes. Got the champagne bottle ready to open.
So we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, you know, I was watching the news today, Michael, on one of the news networks. I think it was, can't remember what network it was. The new networks, and they're talking about Detroit, the city has half the people that are politicians in that city are convicted felons. Some of them serve 6-10 years in jail, and they're half of them are running the city of Detroit.
Well, no, actually, the article is there's 8 candidates for mayor on the ballot next week, and 4 of them are convicted felons.
Well, I saw where they talk about the people sit on the commission and all that are felons too.
It could very well be true. It could be, but I hadn't seen that one yet. I mean, of course they're all crooks. Look how they're behaving. You know, we live in a criminal society, and the dumb criminals go to prison, and the smart criminals go to Washington D.C. or Wall Street.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. Yeah, Michael, but the real reason I did call you, though, is about this Trump's going to go along now with this immigration situation. And I'm saying to myself, I read the 1965 Adjustment Act with that Teddy Kennedy and Manny Cuellar, or whatever he was at that time. And I'm wondering myself how they allowed that to happen, because they knew dang well this was all for the Democratic Party to pad their voter rolls. And the Republicans went along with that, and they didn't see through that night in 1965 that the Democrats' modus operandi was to flood this country with illegal immigration or illegal immigration, and just to literally take the power structure away from the white Caucasians in this country. Look at California, Michael. California's gone. It used to be the 17th world's largest economy in the world, California. Now look at it. It's in bankruptcy. You got a clown Brown out there, insane guy, running the state. I mean, look what's going on in some of these states. I can tell you, Florida, they're doing everything in their power to bring all these New Yorkers, all these people that are Democrats into the state that turns into a purple state. It's nothing but a big ploy by a bunch of leftists, communist, Zionists, whatever you want to call them, Zog. They're just trying to turn this country into a communist country. As a matter of fact, Michael, I don't know if you heard about what's going on in Norway right now.
Well, I know about some things going on in Norway. Could you clarify?
Well, now they're talking about in Norway that they're afraid that they don't want to get a fascist party in there, or they don't want to get any kind of right-wing party in there, because they're afraid those people will go off the chain if they really find out what the truth is, like what's going on with Sweden, you know, and Denmark. I mean, those people are actually trying to wake up their population. And it's like you talked the other day about Berserkel Merkel. She's literally ruined Germany. That place is gone,
yes.
Michael. It's gone.
Yes.
Germany is destroyed. And you know what? Those Muslims over there are breeding 5 to 1. So for every woman over there who's a Muslim in Germany, they're having a baby, they're having 5. Why the average German who's native there for 1,000 years, they're maybe having 1 child per birthing woman. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's called a demographic bomb here. And, of course, Israel's been screaming about that down in Israel because, you know, their Arab population birth rates are much higher than the Israelis. And I think up in one of the European countries, they're trying to balance out that by literally encouraging women, you know, to get pregnant and, you know, basically have sex for the country. Apparently it's working. The birth rates are going up there.
You know, Mike, one more thing. They have a thing in the Miami Herald the other day where every Haitian in Haiti wants to get to South Florida. Cuba's, I think, it's 1 in 3. In Venezuela, I believe it's like half their population. They don't want to come to South Florida, state of Florida. Can you imagine that? I mean, what is going on? It's unbelievable what's happening. And I live in South Florida, Michael, and I can't wait to move out of here. But this place here, you almost got to learn to speak Spanish to stay here. Really, seriously. It's unbelievable.
Well, same thing with Los Angeles. You know, when Claire and I finally left Los Angeles, it had reached the point where most of the people you ran into were from Mexico, and you'd say, why aren't you learning English? And they'd come back, why aren't you learning Spanish? There's more of us than there are of you. You do what we want you to do. And we're seeing the United States of America literally corroding away bit by bit by blurring it with all these other countries. And, of course, that's exactly what George Soros wants.
They're balkanizing it. They're trying to balkanize this place, turn it to Herzegovina, Bosnia-Herzegovina. That's what they're game plan.
Tom, got to cut you off here. And, you know, we are trying to limit our calls to a single topic from now on. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over in Russia today, there's an article. Poland is seriously considering seeking World War II reparations from Germany for the destruction the Nazis brought to Poland during World War II, adding that some 6 million people were slaughtered as a result. There's that number again. They recycle that one a lot here. And they're preparing an analysis if they can legally make the claim. Meanwhile, I'm sure down in Israel, Netanyahu is going to be screaming, saying, no, 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 we're the only ones who get reparations. We're the only ones allowed to use the 6 million number. It's trademark infringement. We're going to sue you. Yet another bank has been caught of laundering millions of dollars for the drug cartels. This is the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. And they've been accused by the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Center of 53,700 violations of money laundering and counterterrorism financing laws. in which the financial institution failed to notify in a timely fashion, usually not at all, transactions topping a mountainous $77 million Australian dollars. Now, as the case unfolds, each breach of the act carries a penalty of $18 million Australian dollars, meaning if found guilty and charged to the maximum penalty, Commonwealth Bank could simply vanish from the face of the earth from all the fines. But rest assured, none of those banking executives will ever see the inside of a jail cell, because that's not the way the world works. Bankers are above the law. The corporation, the bank depositors, the bank investors, they'll pay for it all. Story coming out of Zero Hedge: Europe's banking dysfunction worsens. And they're basically talking about how during times when the EU has enjoyed improved economic conditions, rather than inspire long-needed reforms when they have the resiliency and flexibility to do that, they just get complacent. Oh, everything's okay right now. And then when a crisis shows up, then they beat their chest and tear their hair and say, bailout, 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 bailout. In other words, they're purely reactive. And that same thing is wrong with the U.S. government as well. And I often call it the firefighter analogy. Your house catches fire, the fire department comes on over, they spray water all over everything, chop holes in the walls, and they give you back about half of what you had before, and they're all heroes. But the guy who 2 weeks before said, I think you ought to tape up that frayed extension cord, he's a pain in the neck. And no politician wants to be a pain in the neck, so they just let things coast along until something really bad happens, and they look for a scapegoat. Oh, Putin did it. Putin came in and threw a bottle of vodka and a match into your home here. We're going to take a phone call. Mike in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How y'all doing? Nookie, hi. Nookie.
What?
Okay, here we go. Two things to pass on to you very quickly. They just hit
okay.
This week. No doubt you did. You heard about Westinghouse declaring bankruptcy.
Who's declaring bankruptcy?
Westinghouse.
Okay.
They have under construction 2 nuclear reactors in South Carolina. I believe Fluor Daniel, the builder, is building them. They projected $10 billion for the cost of these 2 nuclear reactors. They've exceeded $20 billion, so they're closing them down. That puts out 5,800 workers from their jobs almost overnight.
That's bad.
The other thing I want to pass on to you is that this week, there are foreign workers brought into South Carolina. They have been discovered in Spartanburg, South Carolina, who have they're being delivered at 6:30 in the morning with 15 van loads of workers, construction workers, to BMW plant and also Volvo plant. They found out, and this is under investigation now, it just happened, that those 15 vans are full of Romanian workers.
So basically, we're creating jobs in this country for people from other countries, but not for the American people.
But if you're one of the 93 million that are unemployed and not working, then you're not eligible to work. We also here do not take in consideration of your felonies that you have. You can be employed even at BMW if you're a felon. This thing's turned upside down. It's incredible the amount of damage that's being done totally everywhere. And this stuff needs to stop. It just seems like it's interesting how the South Carolina social ferret, Lindsey Graham and Nikki Haley, seem to be doing the same dance together, trying to promote us into a war. Well, I know plenty of people are going to say, if we even touch anywhere near a war, there's going to be a lot of congressmen that are going to wish they had another job. So that's what I have for right now. Keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thank you for the information. And apparently the Westinghouse bankruptcy happened earlier in the year. The ripple effect into the nuclear industry, that's not a good thing at all. Thank you very much for the phone call here. Getting on back to the economic news here. Well, actually, it's all still economic news here. Apparently, four major cities are now sounding the alarm on real estate prices hitting record highs. What's going on here? We know that more millennials are still living with their parents up to the age of 30 while they deal with those student loans. It's not like there's a lot of demand for rental properties or housing properties. What's going on? They're flipping again. They're going back to flipping the houses to run them up in value and create instant equity out of thin air. The same thing that led to the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And the money junkies learned absolutely nothing from that because they did not have to pay for the destruction. You did. Through TARP and QE and bailout and all the rest of it, the poor American people are always made to pay for every goof and every crime of the money junkies. Isn't life under fascism grand? Now, the corporate media is trying to tamp down on the outrage being expressed by holders of these Obamacare-compliant insurance policies who are seeing double-digit increases in their premiums coming at the start of next year. And they're trying to put the blame on Donald Trump. Oh, it's his fault. He was going to repeal and replace, and it's all his fault. Well, we know that Obamacare is not Donald Trump's fault. It's Obama's fault. And we know that the premiums have been skyrocketing for the last several years, every single year, double-digit increases. It's a gouging of the American people for what are really completely useless self-insurance policies because of those sky-high deductibles. And it isn't Trump's fault that repeal and replace failed. It was the fault of Republicans in Congress who don't care how Americans get hurt as long as they can push back on Trump's agenda. We're going to show him who's in control. Remember when McCain was overheard saying, let him try and make America great now. John McCain last year was ranting to Democrats about what a disaster Obamacare was. When it came up for a vote for just a clean repeal, McCain voted against it. That was the deciding vote. If McCain had voted the way he was speechifying last year, Obamacare would be gone. Now, over in Europe, it came out that Greece is seriously considering a hard Brexit because of how much they have suffered economically under the European Central Bank. And Jean-Claude Juncker is saying, no, Greece will never leave. Greece will never leave. Juncker is actually claiming that he saved the Eurozone from the debt crisis. The man is delusional. The debt crisis in the Eurozone is getting worse every day. There's been no respite. Apparently, these politicians do not yet understand that in the age of the internet and the independent media, the life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. Now, Iran's oil exports to China are rising to an 11-month high in August. China wants more of Iran's oil, and Iran is perfectly happy to sell it to them for the yuan. Because they can send that yuan back to China and actually get stuff with it. Manufactured goods, agricultural produce. The problem with taking a U.S. dollar anywhere in the world is if you bring it back to the United States, what can you get with it? Overpriced junk? GMO food? It's another reason the world is turning away from us. They don't want our manufactured goods. They don't want our tainted food. General Motors right now is sitting on nearly 1 million new unsold cars sitting in lots all around the country. That's a 50% increase in unsold inventory in just 1 year. And we've all seen the commercials for the car dealerships. The prices are just amazing. If we actually had money, we'd all be buying new cars. But if you take away the American people's jobs and you give them to refugees and illegal immigrants or send them overseas or replace them with automation, you shouldn't be surprised when the American people are no longer able to go to those car dealerships and buy a car, no longer able to go to the shopping malls and buy stuff. And I am absolutely flabbergasted that nobody on Wall Street or Washington, D.C. seems to understand this. They're just buried in their own profiteering. They're not looking up. It's like these zombies walking around with their face in their electronic device getting run over because they're not watching what the traffic is doing. Now, as you know, one of the issues that Donald Trump addressed coming on in to the White House was the question of a new Air Force One. And actually, there's going to be two of them. There are always two of them. The one the president is in is called Air Force One. And originally, Boeing had this grandiose plan for a specially outfitted 787, I think it was, that was hugely expensive. And apparently that plan is on the outs. The Pentagon, which nominally is in control of the presidential air fleet, they're actually talking about buying some no longer used 747s from Russia to refit as the new Air Force One. In other words, you're not going to see a difference between the one they got now and the one they're getting from Russia. But obviously, you know, the airframes age. And there comes a time where it simply isn't practical or cost-effective to just keep on replacing all these parts on a 747. Donald Trump is out there saying he wants access to Britain's food market. That's a big part of his deal for support of Brexit. Of course, the British are kind of cool on that because what is the United States going to sell into Britain's food market? GMO food. Pesticide-contaminated food, adulterated food, chemicals. Trump wants Scotland to forget about independence because that would obviously shrink that British market for GMO food. So let's turn to the refugee crisis here because there's been an interesting development. There are these major non-governmental organizations that have these very large ships tooling around the Mediterranean. And what they claim they're doing is they're rescuing refugees from sinking boats and they take them to Europe. Oh, how could you question this? We're saving their lives. It's a humanitarian mission. And apparently some of these NGOs have been caught staging fake rescues. They dump these empty dinghies up and down the coast of Libya. And then they signal to people on the shore to ferry the illegal aliens out to the empty dinghies. And then the large NGO ship just collects them all up, says they're survivors. The process is dangerous. It's highly illegal. And a lot of these refugees and illegal aliens have, in fact, drowned in the process of this hoax. The big question everybody's asking is, if you're just off the coast of the home country, why didn't you take them back home? Why do you cross the entire Mediterranean to drop them into Europe? It's a scam. Soros is still trying to blur the world together for his New World Order, One World Government. Apparently, up in Sweden, an Arab Christian pastor has gone public saying that the Swedish refugee centers now fly the flag of ISIS, and these Swedish refugee centers have been turned into recruitment centers, radicalizing the newly arrived migrants. Now, here's a story. When I lived in New Hampshire as a kid, we always loved going up to Canada. It's beautiful up there. When Claire and I were living in Washington State, same thing. We'd drive up the road, go to Vancouver, stock up on cheap over-the-counter medications, wonderful anthropology museum, wonderful people, very clean up there, very polite. But that was a long time ago. Canada just seems to have gone over the edge here. This is a story that is coming on out from Canada right now. Apparently, there was a gentleman, Kyle Earl Munro, was in his home with a friend when three armed intruders entered his home. And he and his guest struggled with the intruders, and Munro managed to take a gun away from one of the intruders. He shot one of the intruders, non-fatal wound. And the Canadian government has now charged this homeowner who defended his home with attempted murder, intent to discharge a firearm, intent to discharge a firearm when being reckless, careless use of a firearm, improper storage of a firearm. It wasn't even his. Pointing a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, unauthorized possession of a firearm, possession of a firearm knowing the possession is unauthorized, and possession for the purpose of trafficking. None of these things are true. He disarmed a home invader, and the Canadian government wants to tell you, you're not allowed to protect your own homes anymore. We'll be right back.
Medicals Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells, and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over on the Corbin Media, I was looking at the Fox News feed. And they were talking about the new sanctions. And the banner at the bottom said, White House slaps new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. That is flat out wrong. Congress slapped those sanctions on with a veto-proof majority. Trump was left with no choice in the matter whatsoever, and he's made it very clear he does not think this is a good idea. And it's very dishonest for the corporate media to try and make it look like this decision came from the White House. It most assuredly did not. Now, as you know, Attorney General Sessions is on the warpath against legalizing marijuana, and he's trying to find ways to literally get around the state laws in states that have legalized it. And he's going against the popular opinion. The latest survey is showing 86% of Americans support legalizing marijuana. That's what the public wants. Now, as you know, over in Nevada, they legalized recreational cannabis for retail sale. Nevada, Wild Place, Las Vegas, all the rest of that stuff. And that's fine, you know. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Unfortunately, all of the dispensaries are looking at massive shortages. They can't get product in. And apparently the problem is not that there is a shortage of marijuana. There's apparently a huge supply. For some reason, the alcohol distributors are the ones distributing the marijuana, the dispensaries. And they're just slowing it down because their big money comes from big alcohol. And so they're literally impeding, they're trying to create these shortages and impede it because they don't want people to realize marijuana is actually far less harmful than alcohol. They're already seeing a drop in alcohol sales in states where marijuana has been legalized. And they want to guard their profits, even if that means sabotaging what is now a legal business inside Nevada. Now, the other day I was talking about Calexit, and I thought this was a revival of attempt to break California into two pieces. And as it turns out, this is actually a movement for California to secede from the Union completely. And people are asking what would really happen. And there are a lot of people supporting the Calexit movement. There are people living in California who think their state would be better off without being hitched to the rest of the Union, especially Washington, D.C. And I sympathize with that point of view. And then, of course, you have the people living in every other state who can't wait to get rid of California. If for no other reason, then you can put up a border wall around California, try and get that immigration thing under control. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.